Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, Larry Richard, and heading into this Pittsburgh Marathon weekend, still a lot of people dealing with no power. And we'll keep you posted on the latest from the utility companies throughout the day. And next hour, we're going to check in with our own Marty Griffin. He's got a plan to help recognize and appreciate first responders. Meanwhile, we welcome a gentleman who's got quite a resume. Harvard Business School graduate, successful entrepreneur, John Wilson is with us. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be here.
It's been a challenging week here in Pittsburgh. Where are you this morning, John?
I'm in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
And dialing back a few years ago, I think a lot of people remember, well, they called it Varsity Blues, right, where there was a scandal with some really high-profile people caught up in paying for their kids to get into schools and ended up with people going to jail.
Yes, absolutely. At its core, the Varsity Blues scandal, which was the code name the government came up with, had about three dozen parents who were wealthy and they were abusing their privilege. They confessed in the end to cheating on tests for their children, to bribing coaches and college officials, and to creating false profiles, athletic profiles, for the kids who didn't even play the sport. And that was outrageous. We didn't do any of those things. Our children were all highly qualified. My daughters, they were twins, had a perfect score on their ACT and a near-perfect 99% score. My son had a 93% score and was a nationally competitive water polo player who joined the USC team. His high school coach recommended him, and he was actually invited to the U.S. Olympic team twice, and he had a world record when he was younger in swimming. And so we didn't do any of those things. All of our money went to the school, by the way. USC gave us a receipt for our donations, and they kept our money to this day. And so we got caught up in this thing for a whole different set of reasons, but we didn't commit any of those bad acts.
And that's what your story is all about, clearing your name. Varsity Blues, the scandal within a scandal by John Wilson. So dial us back, John. What happened and how in the world did you get sucked into this?
It was just crazy. The first time I even learned of it, I was arriving at Houston Airport for a business meeting. Two FBI agents arrest me at the airport. They handcuff me, put me against the wall, and say I'm under arrest for honest services fraud. I was shocked. I'd never been arrested in my life or charged with a crime in my life. When I asked them, what does that mean? I was even more surprised. They said, we don't know. We've never heard of this charge before. That's how outrageous it was. They then proceeded to take me to a prison, not a jail. They took me to a federal prison with 850 inmates in Texas. They handed me off to the prison guards. They stripped me down, hosed me down like an animal in this common shower, give me a jumpsuit. And before they put me in my cell block, which had several dozen inmates in my cell block, they said, watch your back in there because you're the only old white guy here. They're all going to assume you're a pedophile, and someone may try to stab you with a shiv.
What?
I was in horror. For the next 2 days, I was petrified someone would stab me before I even knew why I was arrested.
And this is all because of this scandal, but why you? How did they arrest you? What was the link?
Yeah. The only link here we could uncover over time was my geography. Singer, the ringmaster at this, center at this scandal, who was a confessed con man, had 3,000 clients. Only 1% of them were charged with a crime. 99% were what they called wholesome accounts, like we were. But of his 3,000 clients, only one lived in Massachusetts, and I was that one. The Boston prosecutors, who uncovered this case from a random tip from somebody in Connecticut, knew there'd be celebrities involved and high profile and high, you know, visibility kind of cameras is how they can make their careers. They had no basis to bring all the celebrities from
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
California to Boston, unless they had at least one person in this case living in Massachusetts. So they had to charge me, even though they had overwhelming evidence of my innocence, to help make the case and to bring all these trials that could boost their career to Boston. So I was a geographic pawn in their big game.
And to be clear, you hired this college consultant, many people do, Rick Singer, legally to help go through the process of, you know, navigating the world of getting into school, especially with high-profile athletes.
Yes, Singer came highly recommended by Goldman Sachs. Our advisor we had known for a decade recommended him, said he'd worked with many Goldman Sachs clients, that he had lots of high-profile clients like Steve Jobs and Joe Montana. And with 3,000 clients and a Goldman Sachs endorsement, we trusted him. And he did legitimate work for 10 years. Singer had a consulting service. He had a tutoring service. And he was doing real work for us. And he had real charity work, too. I drove my son multiple times to the inner city in Sacramento when we were living in California to help tutor inner city kids. So he had legitimate services. Again, 99% of his accounts were wholesome accounts that were never charged like we were. But we got dragged into this because of the geography.
And that said, Netflix aired a documentary. You say they got it all wrong. And in part is the reason that you wanted to set the record straight for your family.
Yes, because even though we got all the core charges overturned in my appeals, where do we go now to get our reputations back? You know, it's been devastating for my children. And Netflix was the most egregious offender. They, before my trial even happened, poisoned the jury pool with a documentary that included about 10 families who confessed to crimes and me, who fought these crimes and was pleading not guilty. And we gave them all of our evidence and a warning before their movie came out. My lawyers sent a 550-page letter filled with all of our facts that proved we were innocent. And I even took polygraph tests with the head of the FBI and the head of the CIA polygraph divisions. And I passed them all with flying colors. So Netflix had all this information, and they ignored it and used my family and smeared me to help make their sensational documentary. And it poisoned the jury pool before my trial even happened.
So what was the status of that process? I mean, did you go to jail again?
No. So we got everything overturned, and so we never had to go to serve any prison time. But it's been a painful seven-year journey. It cost me my entire life savings, and now we're fighting to clear my children's reputations. We're fighting Netflix and USC in court. And we won the first big battle against Netflix. Netflix had a motion to dismiss, which is where they win 95% of these cases. We won. The judge said, no, there was basis, a reasonable basis, that you were defamed by Netflix and your son. So now we're going to trial. It's been a year and a half since that, or about a year since then, since we originally filed. And we're getting discovery. And we're going to go to trial here in Massachusetts against Netflix for defamation. And we're also suing USC for defrauding us in California, because we met with the school. We didn't just make a donation blindly and trusted Singer. We met with the school. We met with the head coach, with my wife and my son. He verified my son's credentials. We met with then a separate development person within USC. They told us making a donation could help our son's odds of getting in. And we made a donation. So we did all the things according to the school policies. At my trial, we were shocked when USC claimed in my trial under oath that they never gave a donor a preference in admissions for athletics or other things, and that such donations were bribes, and that was against the law. I said, what? I didn't know USC would give out receipts for bribes.
Well, so real
gave
quick,
a receipt.
What happened to this Rick Singer college consultant guy?
Very little. He got sentenced, I think, 15 months or so, or he served 15 months in prison, and he's out now.
Varsity Blues, The Scandal Within the Scandal by John Wilson. John, appreciate you sharing. Good luck.
Well, thank you. And again, all the proceeds for the book go to charity, not to us. It's about getting the truth out there. I think your readers will be shocked if they see about the 40 things that the government did that were outrageous against us.
Appreciate the time, John. Thank you.